We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Continuing with your calls throughout the show, your participation online as well. You can hit us up on Twitter if you'd like. And you get more than 140 characters now, which I feel like is a mistake. Not because we don't like you, but because I love Twitter the way it was. At Grant H. Paulson for me.
I am at Funny Danny. Now, you got the 280 treatment. I haven't gotten that.
I have not either to this point, but I have seen now in my timeline
the people that
are people who have it. And it annoys me. But no, I'm still working with 140, and if it's an opt-in, I'm never going to go away from that.
I just wonder if we have to do the same thing that Blue Shorts made us do all those times ago, where we had to like get verified and like send these emails and like long explanations as to why we should be verified because of the blue check mark, and then like one day everyone was verified no matter what, and everyone that did all that work didn't matter.
The Honorable King Richard about that.
I did so much work to try to like do the thing I was supposed to do. I was trying to be a good employee, and it was basically totally
mad. You didn't do that much work. You were sitting in a seat and you typed a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's what people's jobs are most of the time. I mean, that you just described everybody's work day with a lot of coffee breaks.
That's not a terrible point. Chris Russell works harder than that.
Yes, he does.
Grinder. He's Gruden's grinder, man. He's on the hotline with us right now. Slasherini 3-2 through 5. A dachshund drop away from 4-1, perhaps, but was yesterday ugly in the end. They got lucky. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel more like you, Grant, than Danny, and that's not to say I'm very opposed to what Danny's stance is. Listen, I called it Redskins survival yesterday. The Redskins bit, you know, every nail down to beyond the cuticle type thing. Look, I never thought this game was going to be easy. The 49ers have now lost 5 games in a row by 3 points or less. 2 in a row before yesterday in overtime. This was the 3rd of 3 road games. They traveled a whole bunch back and forth. But I still thought their front, as we talked about several times last week with you guys, would give the Redskins plenty of issues in terms of running the football. I thought they would be a little bit better pass rush-wise than they ultimately were. Solomon Thomas got a sack. Okay, fine. But I thought the Redskins would struggle in this game. I guess I was a little surprised how strong they came out of the bye, which was pleasant to see. But as the game wore on, obviously San Francisco, and you got to give them credit, made some adjustments. But to me, just kind of summing it up, I think what Kirk Cousins and what the offense did, killing 5 minutes of clock, oh, by the way, and scoring the touchdown that they needed, I wish they would have gotten the extra point, that's bad on Dustin Hopkins, was, you know, maybe the drive of the season so far.
Russell, I know you were just basking in it, just in a comfortable jacuzzi of joy when the running backs had 27 rushing attempts. You must have been so pleased. But they managed 2 yards a pop between those various running backs. I don't even want to have the quibble about the numbers again, but why can't they do it effectively? It remains such a mystery to me because we thought the commitment was lacking. Well, now that they're committed, they still can't do it. Outside of basically a half against the Rams, this has been a bad running team, and it's kind of like, here we go again. Why can't they do it?
Right. It's not a consistently effective running game, I think is the safest thing to say. You're right. The effort's been there. The emphasis. As a matter of fact, guys, if they would have run more yesterday than past, that would have been 4 games in a row. And they have not done that since the beginning of the 7-game winning streak in 2012 with, ironically enough, Kyle Shanahan calling plays for Robert Griffin. Well, ultimately, they didn't do it because they weren't good enough, as you point out. And I don't know. Like, the only thing I can think of is, you know, you have physical guys in Brandon Scherff. You have physical guys, or what I think is a physical guy, in Spencer Long. Certainly Morgan Moses. Trent Williams was not Trent Williams yesterday. LaValle's been playing a little bit better, but you lack a true fullback. I know you use Niles Paul there. Maybe that's it. Maybe that they don't have a true fullback. Certainly the tight ends on the edges are not good blocking tight ends, especially if you're using Niles as an offset fullback or as a lead eye fullback and not putting him, you know, maybe that's the adjustment that they need to do, is use Niles more in line as opposed to the true fullback or whatever they're trying to make him out to be. Maybe that's the adjustment, because bottom line, they're good enough when they're pulling and when they're doing double pulls and power, and when they're getting out in space. They are not good when they just go man up and when they have to go straight and plow ahead and get the tough yards that they need.
The problem is that they are inconsistent and basically for stretches struggle. I disagree with Danny. He overrates how bad they've been by saying it's one half. They're middle of the pack, 16th in football and rushing yards per play this year. I think they've been fine. I just don't think it's a strength or that they're good. But your point, Russell, is well taken, which is they've had many benefits from sticking committed, including the 51-yarder to Davis out of a run look yesterday, where basically it was completely misplayed because they were anticipating a power run at that time. Hey, Kirk Cousins right now, number one in the NFL in passing yards per play, number three in quarterback rating. A lot of that is that Chris Thompson's an asset and a weapon. The screen game's working beautifully. They're getting some yards after the catch. But remember what basically we were all told. That Jackson was going to be gone. Garcon was going to be gone. He doesn't make guys around him better, so he's going to regress. That hasn't really happened.
Yeah, I mean, 330 passing yards yesterday. I know all the throws weren't pretty. He certainly overfired on the back-to-back throws, one which was initially ruled an interception, then overturned, and then the interception. A couple of back-to-back plays to Ryan Grant, I think, on the second or third series of the game. I mean, Kirk, when he's off, he tends to be high and he tends to be long, which is the opposite of the narrative when he first started playing and when he first came into the NFL, that he didn't have good enough arm strength. I think it's completely the opposite of that. I don't know if you guys agree or disagree with me. I think his arm strength is plenty and sometimes too much. But the one thing that I will say, guys, is, again, I go back to that first drive. They mixed it perfectly. Good run, couple of natural screens to P. Ryan, Chris Thompson. That was a huge thing, and I was so glad to hear Kirk with you guys earlier today and just now on the replay mention how much more they've emphasized that, because I've been, you know, complaining about this for a long time, that I want them to be more New Orleans Saints-oriented, where we're naturally designing the running back screens, not just using them as checkdowns, not trying to throw a bunch of smokes and stuff to the outside perimeter. That's what I want. What I saw yesterday was good. I think it was a good count. I think it was a good game plan to neutralize some of the 49ers front seven and that pass rush that we were talking about. And I think it also took advantage of some of their zone defense, where guys are kind of backed off, and then you can get your playmakers some room in space. Good throws for Kirk Cousins. Obviously good decisions. That first drive, the bullet on the touchdown drive to Josh Doctson, perfect read. And again, I'll go back to that last touchdown drive, and this wasn't even his throw. Well, one of his, the Ryan Grant third and five throw, I just watched it again. That's into a middle of a pocket of about three converging defenders. That is a seed. That is a great, great throw. And then, of course, his decision on the read option pull. I mean, Solomon Thomas's jockstrap is left at the 10-yard line at FedEx Field.
Russell, I know they scored points and they moved the football, so I'm not supposed to complain about anything, but it's the lack of production from the outside receivers is driving me crazy, especially when you look around the league and you watch all these second-year guys make routine catches and be on the field. What is going on with Doctson and his coaching staff? Where does the blame lie? Is it because he can't get right, because they don't trust him? They don't think he's that good? He isn't that good? What is going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had a better answer for you other than I just don't know why they can't get him more involved at this point statistically. And, of course, he's got to be on the field, as you guys have regularly, you know, complained about, to have more opportunities. I think that's the most disappointing thing, is that, to me, not that he's being targeted less. You know, three targets yesterday, the one reception for, of course, the 11-yard touchdown, as productive as you can possibly be with the limit. It's the snap count that is still not really rising. I think it was at 30 a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was 21 or 22, if memory serves me, yesterday. It's just not enough for him to make a more consistent impact. So we have to ask ourselves, okay, is he just not practicing right? Is he just still at a point where they don't trust him in their main packages, in their three wide receiver packages, and they'll only use him primarily in the red zone? These are the questions that Jay Gruden never really clearly answers, in my opinion, and that, as far as I know, haven't been revealed by some source or some inside insight that nobody seems to have. And it's the same kind of thing with Mac Brown. Like, why is Mac Brown always seemingly never out of the Chateau Ballwell? Why is Mac Brown not getting opportunities? Well, we don't know. We don't know the answers to this because we have coaches that obviously see film and see practice that we don't get to see.
Chris Russell on the Redskins. Love having him on the show. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it, pal.
All right. Thanks, pal.
See you, man.
If you've been waiting to jump in on the program today, dial us up at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. We want to hear from you guys. What is your take on yesterday's game? What haven't we gotten into that we should? Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.